Hello and welcome back to the I Am So Fucking Lost podcast. In this week's episode, we are going to be discussing my trip to Israel. Basically, how this started is today I just volunteered at the, festival, and I met this person there who, at the end of the night, they were drinking a little bit and they were asking me about film, and then we got into a conversation. We were talking about money, and then I was mentioned that I was on Persons with Disability. They're like, "You're disabled." And I was said, And they said, "You can be on disability for mental illness." I said, "Well, I had a different kind of mental illness thing." And then it eventually led to them asking me I had psychosis. So then I told the story very briefly that I missed the last 3 months of film school, got rid of everything I owned, including my baby photos, all my family photos, everything I own. I got rid of my cat. I thought she was possessed. That's a little sneak peek about that. And that I got arrested in Israel, and they started laughing. They thought it was very funny. And I said that I was going to make it into a feature film, my experience about all this stuff. And you can try and dig these ideas and my experiences, though you will not be able to write it because there are too many little small details of everything that happened. So good luck if you try. Anyway, we were discussing about that, and he said, take some more photos and get a new cat. Which to some people may seem insensitive, though it kind of woke something up in me. I need to keep working. I need to do more. I need to get back on track. I need to let it go. I need to move on. I can't keep wallowing in grief and talking to ChatGPT, because yes, I've been talking to ChatGPT a lot, as if it's like a counselor, which is definitely really unhealthy. And I know that AI uses water, apparently. It is apparently very, very bad for the environment. I am an environmentalist, so this is not great. Anywho, that short film that I was at the festival for, I was volunteering, though I produced the short film. My director wasn't there because probably they were back in the country that they're from. Though it was triggering to watch that short film because it brought up memories of all the photos that I had deleted. It brought up memories of being in the school. One of my old instructors was there, which I was really embarrassed about because I thought that everyone remembered my episode. So then I went up and I got to speak about the film, which was great. And after, it felt like kind of cloud nine. People came up to me as if I like knew everything, which none of them knew all this stuff that had happened. So I kept briefing low key. You know, there was a lot of stuff. Things weren't perfect, and this wasn't perfect. And they ask how you get the money, and I say it's from the school, and I'm talking to a lot of people. And then now I'm home, and that film literally put me into psychosis. I was at school. I was smoking a lot of weed even while I was in school. When I was stressed, I was sober for the first 3 months, but then I started smoking weed again every day, multiple times a day. I was really happy all the time and had a lot of energy, which I think surprised people, though also, honestly, reflecting on it now, definitely annoyed a lot of people too. I was someone who asked a lot of questions in class, who took everything very seriously. It ruined a lot of my relationships off the bat with other people. Unfortunately, I started off strong. I had 90s and 100s, and then I ended not even going to the last 3 months of school, not going to my graduation, and it was all really horrible. A lot of the stuff that happened, I know that there are horrible things that happen around the world every day, though this was very detrimental to me, and I was looking forward to being in this city my whole life. I was looking forward to it for a long time, finally getting to do a program like this, and then I didn't take the opportunities that I wanted to take. I took their advice and just tried everything, which is not what I wanted to do. I knew that I wanted to just direct, and then I just tried everything, which has given me a perspective, I guess, and I learned a lot, blah, blah, that's what they say. Though at the end of the day, I produced a short film, so that's one of the things that I got out of it. Even though I didn't make it onto the other sets that I was supposed to make it onto, I just produced mine and then had a mental breakdown the first day on my next set. I was saying that I was going to throw myself into the water. I was crying. I called my sister. I had to go home. I threw out my bong that day. And then that's when the psychosis really was settled in. I'm sure it was already there for a while. And then at this point, it was just like full blown. I decided I was going to go to Israel on birthright. My dad was like telling me it's not a good idea, though he supported me anyway and listened to me. And that was when I put my cat outside and lost it, and I got rid of everything I own. I remember it was Canada Day. I got rid of everything I own. I threw everything in the garbage. I tried to sell some other stuff too, though I didn't have any money. I had lost $700, which doesn't sound like a lot, though it was basically all the money I had. I had no money. I spent the rest of my money getting shots and vitamins and everything that I thought I needed for my trip. And I was posting about all of this online the whole time too, so ruining all the connections with people online as well. Just posting insensitive things about what's going on between Israel and Palestine at the time. I think this is the reason why my best friend since high school had blocked me. I think she blocked me on Instagram. She won't talk to me anymore for sure. I've tried to reach out to her and she will not talk to me. She's my best friend since high school. So that still stings. Though I went to Israel, I went on my trip and I was definitely deep in psychosis. When I flew there, I spent the entire night in the airport. I wouldn't go home and see my sister or my dad. My sister called me and I spent the entire night. I didn't sleep. I spent the entire night in the airport and then I was up and then I went and then I met the group and everything was fine. I was super prepared. And then we would go to Israel and I had everything I needed. And then we have to take this other flight where we're getting, some people are going to get to go to Israel right away. Other people are going to have to wait in New York. And I was praying. I was praying a lot. I went to, before all this, I was going to shul, which is like, I describe it as a Jewish church. It's a place of worship for people who are Jewish. I was going to shul. I was in an online group for Jewish things. For reading the Torah. I was going to the Torah study. I would go walk all the way across town to go to shul. And then I would, and it was an Orthodox shul, which is a high level of, they're very strict Jewish people. And I would go there and then the person was like, they're not paying the fees. I just kind of showed up there and I started going. And then I would stay for everything the whole day. And I would take all the books and read all the books that they had there. And come back, and then I finally go to Israel, and then we're in New York, and I thought I was going to meet Timothy Chalamet. I'm getting ready. I had everything I own in my bag. I bought this bag. I spent so much of my dad's money on Amazon that he had to log me out and change the Amazon password. I brought incense, and then we were in this hotel room, and the girls I was with, I was going crazy, and they knew I was crazy, and I was saying all these crazy things about God, and this and that, and everything happens for a reason, and just thinking I was gonna meet Timothy Chalamet, and then I didn't, obviously. And then we go to Israel, and then I'm being paranoid in Israel, like not being with the group, starting drama on the bus, basically, reading my book out loud, all this messed up stuff. And then we get to the hotel, and then I leave late at night to go like light an incense by the water, and I'm there praying and being rude to these, like, there's a bunch of stray cats there, and I think they're all possessed or something. I was posting a lot of stuff that was very controversial, as I mentioned, and I thought my cat was possessed and all these things. It was really horrible. And then the group people who were there were trying to get me to come back, and I was just refusing and refusing until the incense was done. And then I finally go back, and then the girls didn't want to stay in the room with me anymore. And so then I was like in the room by myself, and she came check in on me, and I thought she was stealing stuff from me. And I had brought this like avocado seed, and I had that there, and I thought they were stealing stuff from me. I woke up, I think that something was gone. Like, the woman who was running the trip kept coming in, checking out on me. I was paranoid about her. I thought that she was like demonic watching me. She wanted to talk to me. I wouldn't talk to her. I locked myself in the bathroom. Everyone moved out. It was very scary. And then the next day, they wanted to take me off the trip and leave me with these guys, and I had no idea who these men were. So I literally packed up my stuff, walked right past the bus of everyone, took my suitcase, took my bag. Took my suitcase and walked up this mountain. There's a picture of me. My dad has a picture of me walking up the mountain. And I walk up the mountain and I hide behind a tree. And then they sent the police after me. And there was a helicopter, I remember. This is when I don't know what I hallucinated, what I didn't. I thought I saw a cheetah on the other side, like a mountain lion. I thought I saw cows at the top. I saw police officers at the top. I was hiding. And I peed myself. I peed myself behind this tree. And I was hiding. And I was paranoid. And then I thought I could make myself invisible because the police officer would come. I would stay so still. They did not see me. And oh my gosh, this is triggering to talk about. And I hid hours. I was there for hours with no water, and I had bread. And then eventually chaos ensued. And there was first one police officer who tried to grab me, and I refused and I fought him off. And then more police officers kept coming. I was fighting all of them off. I would hold myself to this tree, and then they cuffed my foot. They took a handcuff and cuffed my foot to the tree. I slipped out of it when they put it on my hands. I had taken jam from the breakfast and bread, and they pepper sprayed me, and I used the bread to take the pepper spray off, and they kept trying to pepper spray me, and I had an Israeli flag, and I put it over my face, and they were pepper spraying me, and I was like, this is the thing. And then I had a queen card, like, in my phone or something like that, and I whipped it, and I was like, I'm the queen, blah, blah. It was going insane. There was about, I want to say, 6 police officers, and I was fighting them all off. They stepped on me, 6 feet, big black boots stepped on me. I don't know how I did this. I had also not eaten. I had not been eating, and I was so skinny. They tased me a few times, and one of the police officers threatened to pull a gun on me. I pushed myself up, and I was bruised and battered and covered in thorns. I was covered in thorns, and they just waited, and then I pretended to faint. And that's when they called the hospital, and I went to the hospital. Then I tried to run away from the hospital. I grabbed all my stuff, and I tried to run away from the hospital. Obviously, the police got me. They dragged me back. They tried to get me to talk to a psychiatrist, and I said no. And then I called my dad, and then they took my shit from me. And then I was in the back of a police car, and then I was in jail. And then, actually, first I was in jail. And then they had to call my dad, and I was just singing in the jail cell. Singing in the jail cell, wiping my ass with the dress that I was wearing. They took all my stuff. That was basically everything I owned, was in those bags. Everything I loved. Anyway, and so they take all my stuff, and then my dad had to come get me, which he wasn't coming, but then I had a trial, so they gave me something for trial, and then I was telling this police officer, they took me to talk to this police officer and tell him stuff. I was praying all stars, and I still thought that, like, I was Jesus or something. There was things wrong with me, and I was just talking, and I signed a thing. They made me sign a thing, and I got representation. I went to court. I went to trial. I was in the jail for I don't know how many days. I rode in the back of a cop car. They took me to another jail, and then they took me to an insane asylum, basically. And one man was just coming up to me trying to, like, hurt me, and this other woman was, they were insane. I was insane. And I don't like to say this about mental illness. Obviously, everyone was very mentally ill. That was really weird. I was drawing on the walls, and I thought that there was, like, a handprint. It matched my handprint. Oh my gosh. Just going over it is giving details that I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can even talk about this. Though it came up today, and this is what happened. Instead of me enjoying the last 3 months of my film school and, like, a normal person, this is what was going on for real. I just, like, cut back to, like, the school of people, like, living their lives and having a good time, and me just, like, in a jail cell. Anyway, so then I was there. There was this woman, and she, like, gave me flowers, and they were talking. They would smoke, and I didn't smoke. And then I would just basically eat, like, Nutella and bread, and I didn't eat. I was so skinny. Life is hard. Anyway, then I was outside. This man tried to get me. It was just crazy. It was just crazy. And then my dad came, and he was terrified when he came to get me, and I thought everyone was out to get me, and I was lying to all these people so that they would release me. I was saying, oh, and I was gaslighting. My dad, like, laughed because I was being so just ridiculous. And then we were in a hotel, and then still I was in psychosis at the hotel. It was very weird. So I messed up my whole trip, and then eventually we finally got on the plane and went home. And this probably took, like, thousands of dollars out of my dad's wallet. I had no clothes. The police had taken my clothes. We tried to get the clothes, the bag back from the police. They wouldn't give it. They said that the head of the trip had taken it. So this whole stolen situation. My phone, my passport, we had to go to an embassy to get a new passport. And finally get on the plane and go home. And we get home, and then I was at home for about one night before I was taken back to Vancouver, where I was left alone. We got some groceries, and then I was left alone, and then I was told to go to the hospital. My dad said go to the hospital for my foot because I had a scar on my foot, and then they checked me in, and then I was in the hospital for 3 days, and I was still in psychosis, and then I was still in psychosis when they let me out, even though they shouldn't, though I'm a very great liar. When I was in psychosis, I was a very great liar. I'm not lying about any of this, though I was a very great liar. And I got out, and then I was home alone again, and I just kept posting stuff and getting rid of more stuff. And when did it end? Oh, that's the question. When did it? I was in counseling. I was in counseling before it happened. So these counselors are shit. I'm sorry. I don't care how much experience they fucking had. I tried to go to the hospital before my trip, actually, and tell them that something was wrong with me. And all they did was hand me a pamphlet. Yeah. The healthcare system? All they did was hand me a pamphlet, even though I was, and they circled all these things they thought I had. I was like, I'm trying to check myself into the hospital. I came into the children's side of the hospital. I'm clearly not well. And then they put me in this program called the Early Psychosis Intervention Program. So I started doing that, and I don't know when the psychosis stopped. I think it was just when I started sleeping. And then I went to film festivals. I was still in psychosis. I went to a film festival and just went there to watch. I don't even know how I got in. They gave me a free ticket. I would just wander around the city. I would just walk around the city, skateboard around the city, film stuff, post. Thought I was an influencer. Kept selling all my clothes and more of my stuff. Got rid of more of my stuff. Thought everything was possessed. They tried to give me my cat back when I was in Israel, and I said no because I thought she was possessed. And my dad was like, he cried, and I didn't feel any emotion. And it was all very heartbreaking. So, yeah, that's kind of my journey of that whole, that's just the Israel bit. That's not even everything else. That's just one flip the coin, a little bit about what happened in my psychosis episode. That was a lot to get into. I feel like I went through it pretty quickly. What's the good to come out of that? Still don't know. Couldn't tell you, except for the story. And something I hope people can relate to. So, yeah, I would like to say I'm in a better place now, though going over all of that, horrible. And it was horrible. Everything was horrible. I still don't know. Pardon me. I still don't know how I'll get over any of it. Often I think that I'll never get over it. Often I think there's just things that will never get over, which I don't want to think. I want to believe that I'll get better and I'll forget about this and that it will be over, though I'm kind of, it's become my whole life. And I wrote a book during this time too. So I guess working on that and just trying to do something with all of this. Though, like, I have to say this had to happen for a reason. And if I can't find the reason for it, the forceful person that I am, very driven, I've always been told, is just gonna make something out of it, because I don't know. I hope that no one else has had to go through something like this. And if you're listening and you have gone through something like this, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm saying this very numb. I'm surprised I'm not crying, probably just because I just did a film festival and I'm still recovering and tired. Though also, I've said this story quite a few times now. I feel like I'm desensitized from it. It's going to be hard to listen to this back. Though, yeah, I guess maybe that's some improvement, that I can talk about it all without crying. That you just, you know, you go over situations so many times that you're just like, yeah. Though this short film that I'm working on right now is also based on something that I thought I'd never get over. Though you talk, sometimes it's just you talk about or go through something so many times, it just becomes numb. I just don't want to become numb all over. That's my goal with this podcast, I guess, is to bring some life and some hope and some, I guess, a good story. Because the guy that I told at the festival laughed at it. So if this made you laugh, or I don't know, I don't really care anymore. I'm doing whatever I can. So thanks for listening. Once again, I don't know if you can leave comments on Spotify, but if you can, leave a comment. Not sure if there'll be an Instagram page, maybe. If there is, it's going to be called I'm So Fucking Lost Podcast. So if that exists, maybe search it up on Instagram and see if it exists. Who knows if there'll be any posts. I'm taking life easy. As you know, this is just one of the many things that have happened to me, so please cut me some slack for not being like all the other producing people. Yes, it's I'm So Fucking Lost Podcast. Instagram will be coming out with stuff at some point. We're working on a lot of things at once. I should probably pick one thing at a time. Though, yeah, I'm not like the other girls. I'm not like the other girls. This trauma. And that's all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to this story time. Bless ya. And be careful. Please take care of your mental health. And if you think that something's wrong, you gotta yell at the people at the hospital. Cause a scene. And get help. Go to the hospital right now if you are thinking that anyone is possessed or doing any of that. Anywho, I love you and good night.